chapter 4, verses 7 through 11, from Peter's letter, chapter 4, verses 7 to 11, you'll find this on page 1891 in the Bibles, in your seats, from 1 Peter 4, verses 7 through 11. Peter 4 at verse 7, the end of all things is near. Therefore, be clear-minded and self-controlled so that you can pray. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, he should do it with one, as if he should do it as one speaking the very words of God. If anyone serves, he should do it with the strength God provides, so that in all things, God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Keep your Bibles open. Do you know what Peter was doing here? Do you know what he was doing in this letter? He was remembering. You could read this letter. It's such a beautiful day, and I know you want to be outside, but maybe in the next few days, read this whole letter, 1 Peter, and try to remember what we said, because Peter was remembering. This is a huge topic. We've got to be brief if we start this up like this, but we live out of our memories. Consciously or unconsciously, we do. The patterns and lessons learned in your past make you who you are in some ways. Some people say you are your memories. You are what you remember. On the other hand, it's deeper than that. Our impulses, our lives, our choices, our ways of thinking come out of our past. Our parents are... some of you know these things. Some of you are haunted by some of your memories. See what a big topic this is? Some people don't even know that they're living out of their memories. They have to rediscover it with some serious therapies to recapture childhood lessons learned. Lessons learned in childhood trauma, go deep and hard and are hard to get out and hard to face and hard to change. But we are not fatalists. We are not our memories. But nonetheless, you know what Peter was doing in this letter? Remembering. And it's not hard to figure that out if you would read it. Let's just go look at a bit of this. You know, we're not talking about Peter, you know, just dragging his baggage along. That's what memories can be too, the baggage you carry. No, it's a little different than that. He's got a couple of things. How about this one? In fact, it's a theme of this book. It's mentioned three times, this little phrase in 1 Peter. It comes to us in verse 7. Look at that, verse 7. It says, the end of all things is clear. Be clear-minded and self-controlled. Alert and self-controlled. It's mentioned three times in various ways. Do you know what he's remembering, maybe? The night in Gethsemane, in the garden with Jesus. And he, in the torment of our Lord, he went to his friends, his disciples, and said, "Will you stay awake and pray?" And when Jesus got back after praying to his Father, you know, that prayer of anxiety of the man Jesus who was being troubled by God about salvation and carrying the weight of the world. And he said, could you not have stayed awake? And they all fell asleep. Three times in this book, in this letter, he uses that instruction. Stay alert. And in the ancient book, the King James, it says, be sober. Stay in tune with life. And more of that. You can keep doing this. A couple more instances, like hospitality. Suppose Peter was remembering when they all sat for that meal, and as was the custom, part of the hospitable and hospitality of the time, that somebody had to wash the feet. Somebody had to wash the dusty feet. And so Jesus takes off his robes and begins to wash the feet of his disciples. And Peter says, "Not me. You don't have to wash me." And then Jesus says, "I will have to wash you." And then, of course, he moves that into deeper thinking. And so this is what you have to do to others as well. You see, Peter remembers. Or how about that one? Love covers a multitude of sins. My goodness, verse 8. The rooster crowed and the denials came before. And then Peter had betrayed his own words, and of course, Jesus. And then the Gospel of John records where Jesus asked Peter, you know this story, three times, "Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me?" Love covers a multitude of sins. See, Peter was remembering. That's what he's doing. And you could read 1 and 2 Peter, and if you do that, thinking about Peter remembering, you get deep into things. So that what happens, in fact, is this simple fisherman who wasn't going to be any profound world leader in anything becomes, in our hands, in 2019, on May the 5th, the word of God to you and me today. That's awesome. That says a number of things. I said, well, that the eyewitnesses of all these things, and so it authenticates the gospel in some ways, and all the stories of Jesus, most certainly. But it also says something about Easter and resurrection. In this letter, if you read it, you'll see, he talks about being reborn, so this is not small, this is not just a change of behavior, or knowing some new facts, or making some alterations in your life. Peter knows what's happened in the defying death that Jesus did, that in there becomes a new birth for his people. New birth. You're not just your old ordinary selves. And that's picked up throughout the commentary on the Gospels. Say the Apostle Paul, you know. We read that from Colossians 3. You are seated. Listen to this. We are seated in the heavens with Christ, hidden with Christ in God. Peter didn't make small talk about this. In the second letter of Peter, he talks about participating in the divine nature somehow. Some strange, weird mystery about what happens at Easter. So his memory isn't just a few facts or some details of a story that happened. This is life-changing, so radical, that you can take all your baggage right into that truth and see what happens. Now, I know you know that memories shape so much of our lives. I mean, a lot of our movies and stuff that we read, and I don't know where you get all that, where you get all your modern day media stuff from, but a lot of it is about stories about what people do with their memories. You know, why is there so much trouble in someone's life so that it turned out to be monsters? Sometimes it's because of what happened in their childhood, and those memories are there. The baggage, films, books. What is in your memory about what shapes your life? It's there. Peter says, between the lines, there's a power you get from remembering that will reshape your life. So that's wonderful news for us this morning. And it does not mean then that it's just a few minor changes. It means a complete change. Like I said, the Apostle Paul, that's his whole theology, that we are so bonded to Jesus Christ. He says in Romans 6 that in your baptism, you've been buried with Christ and raised to newness of life with him. So it's not small. We have to have a larger and deeper understanding of Easter and remember it not as just an ancient thing long ago. The Apostle Paul, along with Peter, will say, that happened to you and me. That's our memory. We sit here as church this morning as the body of Christ. So you can tell in this book that Peter has been with Jesus. These aren't just instructions that he pulls out of his own ethics or he's figured out some things to say that are good things to do. It isn't just a word to the wise or these are nice mores and standards to live by. It comes out of his profound interaction, his encounter with the risen Lord. The risen Lord who forgave him everything. The risen Lord who said, Peter, in the old days you went where you wanted to go. you did what you wanted to do. But now, Peter, now you're going to have to be that one who's going to suffer and live the hard truths of the gospel. And I will use you to build my church. On this rock, you, Petros, Peter, I will build my church. You sit here this morning, we in this church this morning, built on that rock. This is not small. You're holding here not just the memory, but the very encounter of Peter with the risen Lord. And so that you can have that encounter with the risen Lord, so that you can do that same kind of thing. That's the whole point of this. None of it is to say, Peter is so much better than you, you'll never attain this. The exact opposite is what it is. He says it in his books, in his two letters here. This is you. You're reborn. You participate in the divine nature as I have. So remembering is not just a small thing, but here it's not just what you say or sing or pray or worship. This requires a life of action. Your mind, your tongue, your behavior. Let me say it another way. Your thinking, your speaking, your choices, what you do. All of that needs to be affected by this encounter with Jesus. with whom you were already bonded. Did you get it? Or try to get it? It's deep. It's lovely. So remembering was only part of the thing for Peter. It wasn't just a down memory lane or, have I got stories for you? It changed me. It made me what God said I would be. And that's what he calls us to serve others. He does that. He offer hospitality without grumbling. Whatever gift God has given you, use it faithfully in its many forms. If you speak, listen to this. If you speak, it's do it as one speaking the very words of God. After Pentecost, Peter got up. Peter, denying, boasting, small-hearted, small-minded Peter, got up after Pentecost and said, Jerusalem, I got something to tell you now. It's the gospel, the good news of Jesus. And at the cost of his life, by the way, they hung him upside down in Rome. So that's what we're inspired to have today. Not just to remember Easter. It was just a couple of weeks ago as a day of the church. But to remember that you had your Easter. You are hidden with Christ in God, says Paul. You can tell Peter's been with Jesus in memory, in the words he chooses, how he chooses to phrase them. Can that be said about you? Think about that. Have you been with Jesus? And the good news is, and that's why you're here this morning, because Jesus wants to be with you. I can't express to you well enough, and I'm sure you have trouble with me as well, what that means, that this loving God, who knows us as we really are, he knew Peter as he really was, that God wants us to be his. Do you remember? And if you remember, will you go and live with him and for him? And if you will go and live and with him, for him and so on, will you do it more than just worship when it's fairly lovely and easy to do? Will you do it when you're angry? Will you do it when you're crushed by somebody else? Will you do it when you see what's going on in the world and it just annoys you to no end? Will you do it when someone less fortunate than you needs something? Will you then remember? May God give us not just memories, but his resurrection power to be his people. And so Peter, when he has these memories and he weaves that his all these visual things, his memories and his words and the Jesus into his words here, and then he says, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ, to him be the glory and the power forever and ever. And we all say, amen. Amen. Let's pray. Oh God, stir our memories. We already stir them as it is. We already find ways to be a little prejudiced, a little nasty, a little self-righteous because of what's happened to us, and we have lots of justifications sometimes. Some are not known to us, and we act out stuff that isn't good for us. But some of our memories are known, and we feel quite self-righteous in them. This morning, oh God, touch this in our brains, in our hearts, in our lives, that we are with Jesus, risen to newness of life, out of the grave and into your heavenly realms, so that we live on this earth as your chosen folk, gladly reborn with the joy of Easter in us. May it shape our thoughts, our words, our actions. May it shape what we think about ourselves and others. May it shape what we say or choose not to say out of kindness. And may it shape what we buy, sell, do, own, possess, our stuff. Oh God, give us that kind of Easter memory to live in your gospel and to rejoice in the risen Christ every day. In his name we pray. Amen.